Well, hey, everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont. Today's story's called Ugly Things in Beautiful Places. This week I've been in New York State. Now, this is a journal article that I wrote in July of 2017. This week I've been in New York State. It's beautiful here. They build camps in beautiful places, but it doesn't take long to uncover the ugliness of sin just below the surface, even in a beautiful Christian place. The campers are a little more reserved here in New York than they were in Kentucky or some of the other camps where I speak. After I open my heart to them, they tend to open their hearts to me. And when they do open up, the story is often the same. Commonly, it is a story of the pain of having a parent who loves you, often a mother, who cannot break free of addictions. Sometimes the camper sits quietly after chapel and tells of the incarceration of their mother or their dad, or they tell of a fractured home life due to drug or alcohol use. It's not uncommon at all for a camper to tell, like young Connor, not his real name, he did last night, of his mother's death due to a drug overdose. One boy wept as he told me of never meeting his father and always wondering when he looks into the face of a man on the street if it could be his dad. And another tells of his mother calling one night to say goodbye, and he said, "I'll see you in the morning," but she didn't, because after she got off the phone, she took her life. My messages are filled with stories, and campers frequently ask, Can I tell you my story? Connor stood quietly on the outskirts of my conversation with another, and he waited his turn, and then he quietly said, "Can I tell you about how I met God? It was when my mom died of a drug overdose. I think she took drugs because she was so sad she couldn't see her kids. I went to her funeral, and I was looking at her casket. I didn't cry, but right then I knew God was telling me that I needed to follow him." A storm had come through earlier in the day and power washed the camp, and it brought cooler air. We sat down on a bench, and then we talked for a while in the cool evening. And he told me about how he stayed alternately with grandparents and other relatives. He doesn't see his dad much. He's only 13, and his mother is dead. We prayed together, and he thanked me for listening to his story. And then as I got ready to turn away, he said, "If it helps other kids to follow God, you can tell them my story." And then he turned and he went off to get his snack. Now camp will end today, and I may never see Connor again. But this camp will be here for him, a beautiful place where he comes every year. Here in the sight of a pristine lake, kind people use scriptures and songs, food and games and quiet conversation to show the beauty of Jesus to a young boy who's had to experience some very ugly things. That's a story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day's a beautiful day, and the little light in the kitchen is always on.